Before we get back to the show, time for a quick Olympic update.
Thank you, Hollywood. This is Mike Hunt with 103 The Bone, your home for Middle Penis Sports. Sadly, the most exciting run in Middle Penis Sports history has come to an end with Kanak Ja falling in the round of 16 in men's ping pong. Middle Penises will now set their sights on artistic swimming, where our own Jacqueline Liu will try to bring home the gold. These Olympics have been huge for Middle Penis, and with the announcement by USA Ping Pong that they will be building their new training facility here in town, we are just beginning to grow into a long-lasting superpower. I'm Mike Hunt with your Olympic update. Now let's send it back to you, Joe, Hollywood, and Middle Penis legend Kim Bocamper in our Miami studios.
It's table tennis, jackass. Ping pong. You know, I was thinking last night when I'm watching this preseason game, what kind of knucklehead degenerate would bet on one of these games? What a knuckle! I mean, you've got to be, you've got to have no life.
Look, no life whatsoever. Look right over there, the great losers.
To bet on one of these games. And I'm looking at one, I'm looking right here at this guy with his big head. I'm looking at this guy here, and that's exactly who the guy is. No life whatsoever. His poor kids, you know, they're got, you know, when I saw his son come to the thing, you know, he had his shoes were worn, they were old shoes, and I wonder why can't you get him some shoes? Because you're a degenerate gambler and you're betting on preseason games. That's why, knucklehead. They wouldn't even allow you. And by the way, Joe, I got to tell you. You know, I was out in California for about a week or so.
Yeah.
You know,
you had a golf tournament out there.
And so there were three guys. I'm at my buddy's house, and all of a sudden, three guys pull up in their car, all from Milpitas, all guys I went to high school with. Hadn't seen them in 2 years. 2 years?
Yeah.
They got out there. They go, hey, Bo. What's this Milpitas thing going on back there? They knew it in California.
Oh, man.
People in California know what's going on there. Oh, my God.
How do those guys take it? Are they bothered by it, or can they chuckle a little bit?
Well, they said, who's the asshole that does that?
Well, that's right over there.
Hollywood right there. Right. There he is. So, you know, we're going to go next West Coast game. Next month, when we go out to play the 49ers, if we get a chance, I'm going to bring Hollywood out there with me. I'll give him a ticket. He can sit back and steerage with us in the plane, and I'll bring him to the fair city of Milpitas and see what they think about him.
They're going
to
be breaking ground on that ping pong facility.
Oh, man. Hey, Bo, how about the Olympics, man? Woody was like a little kid the other day. He goes, they got some Olympic athletes out there at Milpitas.
Yeah, you're darn right, man. I'll tell you.
You guys are getting a hotbed. You guys are rolling. Bo, that was that. And by the way, I got on him first thing this morning. So he says, Hard Rock's not paying because the game didn't finish.
What do you expect?
It's a preseason game, Woody. You didn't lose your money because they're just not going to pay your bets.
Yeah, but I won the bet.
The game doesn't finish. It's a no bet. Did the game finish?
The NFL said it's a final. The NFL said it's a final.
Said four quarters. What are you? You're going to like arena football now? You want to play three quarters? And that's it.
No, but if the NFL says it's a final score, they should settle the bet.
How many bets did you have in that one game
last night?
Yeah.
Did
you have the over under? Did you win or lose?
We were going to do an over.
Parlay on the parlay, one quarter to the next quarter.
The Bears money line looked juicy, so we took the Bears money line.
Wow.
Oh, good.
It's hard enough to watch, and I think we're all just kind of. I was curious just to get an idea, and I've seen it now, the kickoff, the new kickoff rules, which is just absolutely nuts.
When does it come to the point where the NFL tweaks this game so much that it just becomes annoying?
Well, this is one of the most radical things they've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everything they've done, people have adjusted to.
Yeah.
They're complaining last night on TV about the tackling from behind, too. Yeah. The horse call.
Well, I get it. When I played, I was outside linebacker, and if I was behind someone, I'm going to grab him behind that. Shoulder pad and pull him down. And that became the horse collar. And now it's the hip drop, right?
Hip drop.
So, I've been in that situation before, and you got a guy running away from you. You're catching up to him, but you can't take him back by the shoulder pads. So you got to get a hold of him, and if he's going full speed, what are you supposed to do? Dig your cleats into the ground?
I'm with you.
You got to drop down to pull him to the ground. And look, they don't care about the defensive guys getting chopped and this nope. and that. But the offense, oh my gosh, you know, these guys. So look, I know it's dangerous, but at some point, look at sacks. I mean, you can't breathe on a quarterback now.
How about falling on a guy?
And you see guys now falling on a quarterback, trying to get a sack, and they're trying to get their arms out to stop their momentum, and God forbid that they breathe on him a little bit and slide on him, they're going to call it for you. And you know what? So there's everyone's got incentives. You know, you got a line, you got a defensive lineman, you got a linebacker, you got some that's got an incentive for sacks. You know, and he gets 5 sacks taken away in a year because of some stupid penalty where you barely breathed on the guy, and they called it roughing the penalty. I mean, it's you know, the defense got to get a break every now and then. Every now and then, they've got to give the defense
it's gotten
a little bit something.
You know what's amazing too is these quarterbacks getting bigger.
Oh yeah,
I mean, this guy Josh Allen is a big dude. Yeah. Like, you don't just. I'm with you. It's got to be a square hit and going down with him with some weight on him. So yeah, Bo, I don't know, to your point, because this is the most radical thing, and it can't look all year like it did last night. If it does, then they're going to have to.
Well, like I said, these special teams coaches are smart. They'll figure it out. It may not look great. It may not be consistently good, but I'm convinced that by the middle of the season, some of these guys will figure something out that's not going to make it so one-sided.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
right now it was all about the coverage.
You either put all little guys on both sides, or you put all big guys on both sides at that initial 5 yard demilitarized zone there, whatever you want to call it.
Hey, Bo, man, I know one thing: 5 yards apart, you got no chance to block those guys.
You got a shifty guy.
The guys who were out there last night, you got no chance. I mean, a lot of those guys deal with bump and run all day. They think 5 yards off is like that. That's easy.
I said at practice, I've seen them put offensive linemen out there and then at line
a couple times,
and I saw it for the first couple days, and then not so much after that.
Yeah,
kind of got those guys out of there. Yeah. You put a shifty guy on them, and they got no chance.
300-pound guy.
No.
With slow feet, he's in big trouble. Hey, so just a little bit about the team. I know you spent a lot of time really watching a position you played, and curious like all of us as we're waiting for your starting defensive ends to come back. What's been your thoughts on Chop Robinson to start with as a pass rusher?
Yeah, I watch him a lot. You know, obviously he's a first round draft pick. You know, he looks a little slight to me. I think he could put some weight on, but I don't know if you want to put weight on and, you know, it takes a speed aspect out of him. I've seen him do some decent things. You know, when in pads, when they get a hold on, when they get a hand on him, he's pretty easy to neutralize. You know, he's got a decent first step. I don't think it's as
it's what everybody's
dynamic
writing about.
As everybody's talking about.
Okay.
But look, I watched him. You know, it's hard to watch and evaluate pass rushers like that when they're not in pads. But I've watched the couple of days that they've been in pads and seeing what he does. And he's got some work to do. He's got a pretty good upside rush, but you can easily push him around a quarterback, which these offensive linemen do. But what I watch more is I watch him doing bag drills. I watch him doing coming off the line of scrimmage and hitting bags, his impact, you know, the punch that
he's strike,
got. All those types of things. And I think I see him sometimes struggle. I think I see him frustrated sometimes. But, you know, the coaches are working hard with him. I think he'll be all right. But my evaluation right now would be let's get Chubb and Jalen Phillips back in there ASAP.
Oh, no question about that.
And give him time. Look, it's hard to put a guy in there week one that's a rookie and expect a lot out of him. Now I've seen this guy Cam Brown looks really good. 47 looks really good to me. Seen him doing a lot of good things. And so they've got some guys out there I think
everybody's been raving about Quentin Bell.
Quentin Bell's looking good too. Yeah, exactly.
Practice squad last year, been in league a couple years here. But raving about him, he's been one of the guys that.
Yeah, look, I'm not down on Chop.
We need him to play.
I just expect more. I just expect more out of a first round pick. And look, again, we haven't seen him play in a game, haven't seen him really go live. We're hoping to see maybe tomorrow, but I think the rain's probably going to put a kibosh
Tuesday,
on that.
We'll see it Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, Yes,
he'll line up.
So that's kind of what I've been looking for, to, you know, to really kind of get a good feel for him and some of those other guys up front. Because look, the edge rushers, you know, I'm happy with the inside guys, right? I'm looking at the edge rushers. You know, we've got to find that, because we're not going to have those guys maybe for 2 weeks, a month into the season. You're talking about Phillips and Chubb. So somebody's going to have to man that post, and they're going to have to do a good job at it. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that against the Falcons. And Joe, my biggest concern on this team right now, I think the offense is in a good – I think the defense, especially secondary-wise, inside backer-wise, really good in those
Love
spots.
Love the linebackers. Yeah,
my concern is the three guys in the middle of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. The center and the two guards, and that rotation of all the defensive tackles.
Defensive tackles.
Because they're playing – because they'll kind of do a 3-4 scheme, 4-3 scheme, and you get that – you know, where you got the two defensive tackles in there in a 4-3 scheme, you got to get someone in there that's going to be able to run stopper, and if they're a three man line guy, they got to get some guy that can take a double team and hold it up.
We got a lot of guys that have now played. We got a group of guys we signed on the cheap that have played some football on other teams. Benito was here, left, came back. Benito Jones. A lot of people think he's a front runner for some of this stuff. But we got a whole bunch of guys been kind of part-time starters, rotation guys a little bit. So,
you know, I'm kind of keeping an eye on
Brandon.
We'll
be watching
Peely.
All those guys.
Keeping an eye on Peely. You know, he showed a little bit last year. Yeah. I think he got frustrated when they kind of, you know, I remember we were in Germany.
Oh, no, we sat with him. We sat with him on a bus. He was
a little down on that. But I think he's got some potential. You know, I saw a little bit from him last year.
Deshaun Hand's back. Another one and got a little playing time last year.
It's funny. I kind of sit here and go, geez, you paid a lot, you know, Christian Wilkins got paid a lot of money, but we've got like 8 defensive tackles in there we're paying money to. I wonder what the value between those guys and the one
All
guy.
Of them,
you know what I mean?
I'm guessing it's still a lot cheaper than what Christian got.
Yeah, but don't give me on Christian, because I'm a big Christian fan.
No, I think we all are, by the way, because we, you know, Leroy comes in here and talks about it, like he gets mad when Leroy Singh is, do they know that 90 or 100 tackles for a defensive tackle is unheard of with tackles for loss and
but forget just the playing aspect of it. That guy's the heart and soul of that defense.
He was.
He was the guy that got everyone up. He was the guy that kept everyone going. And even when he wasn't making a play, you know, the quarterback hands the ball off to a running back. The running back's got to bubble around because Christian's got his guy halfway in the backfield. May not make the tackle, may not even be close to the play, but he's forcing that back to change his course. Just because he's there.
He did a lot of – and by the way, one of the most durable cats of all time, right?
No doubt.
I mean, just unbelievable. All right, that's Kim Bocamper. Nice enough to come in, man, as we got a lot of stuff to get to here in the 7 o'clock hour on a Football Friday, man. A lot of news. We'll get you caught up on everything coming up here in just a second. But first, there's part of sports we don't like to talk about is the injury part, but it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. I know Bo and I are big, big fans of Baptist Health South Florida. They're doctors at games, at home. Doesn't matter, man. They've
been diagnosed
great.
On the sideline.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Bo, Doc, I got this elbow.
Bo's been diagnosed a couple of times on the sideline. You scared us, Bo. You scared us a couple of times, man. But I will tell you, Dr. Swartzen's probably laughing somewhere right now, who has been so good to us from Baptist Health South Florida. Hey, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, some of the best specialists. And I mean, it's not like it used to be, one doctor for all, man. It is now specialist, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Full-time doctors, this is what they do. Some of the best in the business. And boy, you talk about locations, from Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables to the new facility at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility for the Dolphins, and now also on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Folks, if you're up in Broward, it's so easy to get to. I mean, right off the freeway. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho, set up an appointment. Hey, they're taking care of high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us. If you're playing team sports or individual sports, and you're really competitive, and you get injured, and you will get injured, you have Baptist Health South Florida for you.
All right, before we get back to it here, let's get your weather update. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 85 degrees here in Miami. A lot of rain coming this weekend. There's some sort of tropical depression or something rolling through here. Before we get back to it, though, Joe, for Bo's friends out there, we'll get you some weather in Milpitas this morning. It's 61 degrees, no rain. Looking really nice out there on the West Coast.
That's what you get in the little cornfield. You get good weather in the summer. You get good weather in the winter.
Yeah.
And you get jerk-offs that are around the country calling your name. You know, besmirching the name of one of the great cities in our country. And my gosh.
I've seen that sign, Bo, for years.
Welcome to Milpitas.
Welcome to Milpitas, the friendly city.
Yep, the friendly city, except for the guys back
in Florida. Is that what you guys call it? The friendly city?
No, it's the little cornfield.
Oh.
Come on.
What'd you tell me? You told me yesterday it was agriculture. It still is some?
No, when I grew up, it was all agriculture. We'd pick tomatoes across the street, and then we'd cut apricots during the summer. You make a little money.
Yeah, so we had the same stuff.
So you get your work permit back then when you're 10 years old,
right?
And we would go pick tomatoes. You know, we're with all the migrant workers. They're making $20 a day. We're making $350 because we're kind of slow at it.
That's right.
But we would go and if we got we'd make $5 a day, right? And then we wouldn't go back. Then we'd go play baseball all day. And when we ran out of the $5 for getting sodas between baseball games, we'd go back and we'd pick some more tomatoes and then play baseball some more. Yeah. And so that's how he kind of did as a kid.
It's so funny, man.
We'd ride our bikes there. So literally where Levi Stadium is, where the 49ers play, I used to ride my bike that far to cut apricots. In the summertime,
so how I know it's fairly
about three
close.
Or 4 miles.
That's it.
Three or 4 miles from there, and so what? All the agriculture is gone now. We're on the outskirts of Silicon Valley, eBay, Apple, all that tech. It's all become all that agriculture has become high tech, and it's right next to Milpitas, the greatest city in the country.
What other cities are right next to it? Or
San Jose.
We
abut San Jose, Santa Clara. We're not far from Palo Alto.
Okay. We're
the east side of San Jose. We're the bump on the ass of the Bay Area.
I got you.
At that point, because that's everything else is high end.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then there's us.
I just he's been like a little kid though, the Milpitas Trojans, as you know from your high school days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey Bo, so I like this team a lot, and they've been giving me a little crap for it that. I do you think this team's as good as last year's team right now?
I think it's better in some places. I think, you know, you add a little more speed to that offense. Kid from Tennessee, the running back. I'm still catching up on names here. I really love
Jalen Wright.
Jalen Wright. I love that addition. I think he's going to bring a big aspect to that. I think he's going to get a little more power, a little bit more power in that third and one, third and two, maybe. Certainly the receivers, you know, the speed there, and another year with Achan in there.
Odell Beckham Jr. at some point.
Have you seen him out there yet?
No.
I saw him out there the other day. He was doing sprints and looked like.
Is he one that gets healthy as soon as preseason's over?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think he's one of those guys.
We've been burned by a couple of those guys that never came back. So we got to make sure we don't get one
of those. I haven't seen him around the facility. I'm going, where is that guy even anywhere? But so saw him the other day. Defensively, like I talked about, I love all the perimeter. I love the outside. I love the defense. So I think the team may be a little better. And you know what? Now that we've put to bed the contract, I was so aggravated with the first week of training camp. Everyone's just talking. All the network shows, ESPN, NFL Network, locally, everything's about contracts, whether it's our contract, whether it's Tua's contract, that guy's contract. When are we going to get to football? Now that Tua's contract is done here for us, you know, he's got a pep in his step. I think his body language is different.
Oh, my God,
I think his leadership role is becoming more. I think he's embracing that a little bit more. And look, I think that – look – it's not a secret to anybody that Tua has to get better against the better teams, and has to play better when it comes to November and December. That everybody knows that. And so I'm to the point now where he overcame the injuries. Last year, he kind of, you know, he had a really great year, you know, kind of faltered in the end and had some issues a little bit getting out of the pocket. He's trimmed down, and I think this is the year he takes that step, beats the good teams, and if he gets this team into an AFC East championship, home field advantage for the playoffs, I think that this team's got. I think the sky's the limit for this football team. I think the way they're put together now. Again, I told you my concerns are in the middle of both of the defensive and offensive lines. Other than that, I think this team has the ability. I said as soon as I saw the schedule, I think they could go 7-0 because I know this offense is going to come out of the chute like gangbusters.
Yes, I agree.
They're going to come out like gangbusters. You get Buffalo the second week on a Thursday, and that defense up Buffalo, they're going to take a little reconstruction, getting them where they want to be. They lose Diggs. They're going to have, you know, they got a little some issues.
Yeah, I don't know what their passing game is going to look like.
You kind of get them in a situation where they're vulnerable. You get past them on week two, it lines up until you play Buffalo again. They could go 7-0 coming out of the box. I really believe that.
Oof. Scare me a little bit on 7-0, but they should get off to a good
start. Take a look at them. I mean, look, you know, Seattle's a long trip, but Seattle's not a
world beater.
They're not the Seattle that's been around. And you look at the rest of the teams they're playing, they're all very beatable teams.
Yeah, no. I agree. I guess.
But I'm high on this team. I am.
I am too. And by the way, the fact that they've talked so much, I like when somebody's aware of and doesn't hide from the fact like what fans have talked about and what we've talked about. Everybody and they're talking about it too. Like we got to play better in December and January.
Yeah,
we got to play better against good teams.
Yep.
We haven't won a playoff game in 24 years.
Maybe Buffalo gave them the biggest gift they could get in Jordan Poyer when he stood up there and said, "Hey, we used to play you guys, and when we knew we got on top of you, you were going to fold."
Yeah.
So he delivered a pretty good message to this football. And I don't think anybody was upset with it. And I don't think they were upset, but I think they realized that he's right. And we've got – so now, you know, the conversations now are about, hey, we're going to be bullies. We're not going to be a pushed-around team. And I think that message has permeated. And look, last year I was high on Vic Fangio coming in because I expected Vic to be Vic Fangio in the way he did. And the team didn't react to him the way that you know, the way they reacted the way they did, which wasn't good. But, boy, I tell you talk about Anthony Weaver in front of any of these guys, and, boy, it is glowing compliments with Anthony Weaver. The way he works with them, the way he talks with them, the way he interacts, and the schemes that he's putting in there, I think that's going to be a really, really interesting thing to see, and I think it's for the better.
I saw Vic. It's funny. Did you see last week? He's right back at standing right in front of everybody, ripping guys, man. And they're going, "Wow, wow!"
Yeah. Yeah,
we're not used to this. This can take a while. I mean, he's got a great reputation as a but he's letting.
So who they got? Kellen Moore, right? They got a new OC and a new DC.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, a brand new.
Whew. That was a good football team. You know, Howie Roseman's put together a good football
team
up
there. I don't know what happened at the end of the year.
We'll see what happens here with those two.
But I agree. Listen, today's players. Bo, because, you know, you told me things about Bill Arnsberg. Yeah. I didn't know. You said Bill was a lot of the same way.
Yeah, same guy.
Because he wasn't that way with us on offense, but and I wasn't in your meetings. Yeah. And when you told me that, after all these years, I was.
Yeah, same guy. I tell people, I said, "What was he like?" I said, he was like Vic. I never had a conversation with Bill Arnsberger where he wasn't chewing my ass. It was no, "Hey, how the kids, you know?"
He never did that either, huh?
Never.
None of that side stuff.
So the one year, I go to the Pro Bowl one year. It's my third year in the league and play an outside linebacker. I go to the Pro Bowl, you know, and they used to announce it, you know, in a meeting. And so I'm walking from, you know, going out in the practice field. And Arnsy comes next to me. He says, "Hey, going to the Pro Bowl, huh?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Jesus." And he just turns around and walks away. I go, "I don't know what that meant. You think I'm a fraud or what? But it certainly wasn't any, "Hey, great, congratulations. Hey, good job." You know?
Because,
like, "Oh, geez."
You know, you look at great all-time defensive coordinators because they rank everything.
Yeah.
Bill's right there at the top of all those lists. Yeah. And I was shocked I do remember him going, "Hey, I could use a better look from you guys. We're running – hey, I know you're not offense today, it's defense today, but you got to give me better than that." But it never was like the stuff you said.
No.
Because
no.
Shoes didn't exactly, if he had a problem, take you one-on-one in the back. He just did it in front of.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah.
That was an old school thing, but you can't, Bo.
Well,
you can't
I,
do that
I,
now,
I'd
man.
Say, yeah.
Can't
so,
do it.
So you remember when.
Can't do it.
We had a linebacker came in. High first round draft pick. I'm not going to mention any names, and so we're in meeting room. You know, and you know we're in those dark little rooms in there, and we had the projector, and that projector would hum a little bit and kind of put you to sleep. So this guy came in, he would always fall asleep. He would fall asleep, and Arnsie got so aggravated with him. And you remember we had those little like you ever watch a 1960s movie with classrooms, and they have those little tables where it's just a table and a little arm. Remember we had those little wooden chairs
with.
And so that's what we used to sit in. So the guy keeps falling asleep, and Arnsie comes in one day. He takes a stool with no back, puts it right up in the front, and says, "Hey, you sit here for now. From now on, you sit on this stool." So if he fall asleep, he'd fall off the stool. So for half the season, this guy had to sit on that stool for every meeting the rest of the year.
You can't say the name.
No, I can't. I don't want to.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Jackie Smith.
There you go. Who became the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma, I think, at some point, right?
He did. He became a coach.
I don't know if he's a coordinator, but he was a pretty well thought of coach, which is kind of against the grain of what I saw.
Yeah, man, I figured. When you said my first round pick, I figured that had to be a Jackie
Smith. So, yeah, that was
special.
It was an experience in there. It was.
I never knew, man. I never knew. Everybody talks about Arnsie, and I said, I he was a great guy. Great. He used to come up, do a bed check just to change things late at night in the hallway.
Remember our training camps were there late at night. You know, we'd have 11 o'clock curfew, and we'd go till 10:45 sometimes, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, you come off the practice, and the coaches would take a shower, and Arnsie always looked like he dressed from clothes from Goodwill, you know? Baggy pants,
yeah.
You know. So we had a rookie come in, and this is in the middle of training camp, and he says, "Hey, Arnsie, where'd you get those clothes? Goodwill?" And Arnsie doesn't even crack a smile. Guy was cut the next day.
So, by the way, there are a lot of guys getting cut right away back then.
Oh man! Huh? Oh,
how about
we had a coach? You know, I don't remember. You remember a guy, Lyman Smith? Was he before you?
I don't remember.
Third round draft pick. Out of somewhere, big offensive lineman, supposed to be a really good guy. Coach Shula cut him 4 days into training camp.
Never thought twice about it.
Can't play. Get out of here.
Well, I still remember guys were pulling hamstrings so they could stay around and get some checks, and they would have guys go, "Hey, coach wants to see you play today. If you play well in practice, you're going to make the team." And guys would go out and run full speed.
Yeah, but coach, my thing is, yeah, okay, look, it's just, right. it's a little sort of, yeah, okay, look, it's your only chance, but that's fine. Go ahead and do what you want. Guy would strap it up and go out there.
As soon as they got him on tape, boom. Go on, cut him.
His butt didn't hit the chair on his own. No. Hey, Coach Shula wants to see you. Coach, yeah, but coach, my head goes, now, we got you on tape there. You're running pretty good out there.
Oh, know? My God.
There you go.
Hey, Bo.
That was a good old days.
They
good
were
days.
Some of the great stories of stuff. Are you the one that tells the story about what player was it that came through the fence, was late, and tried to sneak in? And
yeah, we had some guy. So it's just a rookie free agent, right? And you know, so we had our two practice fields. We had our locker room on one side, and we had the dorms that we stayed in the other side. And there was a crappy parking lot with potholes and everything.
Potholes everywhere.
Right in the middle. And we parked our cars.
St. Thomas, yeah.
So we're out on a morning practice. And this guy's missing, right? And there was, guy's missing. So all of a sudden, he overslept. So you see him, everyone's looking. Someone says, "Hey, look there, look over there." So he's like, he's sneaking between the cars to get into the locker room. Gets into the locker room, and everyone sees him, right?
Right.
Gets into the locker room, comes out with his uniform on, sneaks through the cars again, and everyone's sitting there going, look at this guy, right? Sneaks through the cars, goes back behind those dorms.
Yeah.
And on the back side of our practice field were a bunch of trees. It's like a forest back there, right?
That's right.
And we had our backs, we had our backs were to that fence going in the other direction. So the kid comes behind, climbs over the fence behind us, and you know how Shoes is. He's sitting in the back, he's watching this way, and the guy's right behind him. And so he doesn't look at him, guy climbs over the fence, and everybody's watching, you know?
Right.
So he snuggles up into that crowd. You know, he kind of gets up in the crowd, and you can see him. He's like jittery sitting there, and all of a sudden, and then one play, two plays, three plays, four plays, and you see the guy kind of, oh, man, I made it, you know?
Yeah.
Next play, shoots, goes, hey, 47, don't think I didn't see you. Don't think I didn't see you coming around, sneaking around out there. You know what? You're done. You're cut. Get out of here. Guy takes his helmet and starts walking off. He goes, well, no. You go back the same way you came. He made him climb over the fence and go back.
Just so everybody can have a laugh, the entertainment. I'll tell you what, the old man coach, we got to go to break here. He didn't miss a beat.
No.
For a guy that looked, he knew everything in Dayton Broward. He knew, I told these guys yesterday, he knew nightclubs that guys were going to. He'd say, hey, stay out of this one.
Yeah.
He knew about wet T-shirt contest. Yeah. Duro Harris got fined one day. He said, Duro, how much you make last night? How much you're getting fined?
Everyone wanted to be friends with Shoes. All the police wanted to be friends with him. Everyone, he had some eyeballs around town.
Stu Weinstein sent me a text yesterday. Yeah. He goes, Coach knew from FBI down in both counties.
Yeah.
He knew sheriffs would come see him, and hey, a couple of your guys been, you know, staying out late. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got to go to break here.
Good thing you and I never did anything.
No. We were good.
Yeah.
I was good. I don't know about you. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with
Red
us.
Running around.
You can't beat stories with Uncle Bo, as I like to tell the kids. But a lot of good stuff.
I gotta learn to keep some of them. Keep some of them to myself.
No, you don't.
I feel like I get going too much on it.
You know what, Bo? We got to get fresh stuff, man. Coming up Saturday nights on the road. And I don't want guys rolling their eyes like I've heard this one before, because we don't get it's a lot of the same people we meet.
You always do the same thing, but, you know, my goal is when I do it, I got to change it, because I know I can make other people like them, but you guys hear it so much, I always got to add a little something new to everyone.
And even if you got to exaggerate or it's just a flat-out lie, if it sounds better, it works.
That's it. That's it.
And then Danny sits in the back and has to, like, step in, because we use him sometimes and we take shots at him. And he'll say something, and you're the best. Going, are you telling the story? Then shut up. Just sit in the back. And we all sit and laugh. We have a great time and wait for Tom to give us a signal of X-rated, R-rated, or whatever else rated left. Hey, Bo, let's talk about something. Speaking of that we're doing – Out to Pasture podcast.com.
There you go. Look at it. How about that? Huh? It's only taken, we've been doing
you
this for like
it,
a while. 3 months. He finally nailed it.
He struggled the other day.
You know
day
why?
Only,
you know what got me? It got me because you were using all the other platforms you can get it on.
Well, you can get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on iHeart now. We're on, you know, YouTube TV. I mean, YouTube. We got a YouTube channel. You can watch that way. You can see. You know, we got video and audio. So you get on the audio streaming platforms. All of them. We're on all of them. And
let's talk about strategy here going forward. So we've done some great people with Johnny Bench and Larry Zonka. And by the way, I watched Johnny Bench last night. They had that Pete Rose documentary out, which I've seen a thousand times. Yeah. Pete's just a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete's just, when he looks like maybe he's coming back, now he's got stuff with a 16-year-old he slept with, or 14 or whatever she
was. You know, Pete's, for a guy, he's a great guy.
I liked him.
But Pete can't get out of his own
way. No, he was bad. But anyway, but we're also doing hell stuff.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of hell stuff for our age group.
So Out to Pasture for us began as, we're all having our issues. You know, you and I have talked about, you know, health issues and stuff, and I just kept thinking, you know, no one's talking about that to people that are baby boomers that are now 50, 60, 70, 80. No one's talking about that, you know? And so I said, let's try to do something where we can, you know, get the message out that you're still a lot of life to live. You know, you feel like you're 25 in your head and your body.
And you're not alone. You're not alone with what you're going through. Yeah.
And you're not alone. And so it's really about, you know, trying to keep the quality of life going as long as you can, and little tips on doing it. And so Larry Zonka was great about it. And I mean, he hit the button on the head. And we had Joe Theismann said, hey, look, you got to know.
I thought Joe's was great.
You got to know at some point there's things you just can't do, even though you want to do them. You just got to say, no, I can't do that because it's detrimental to me. So do the things you can do and make the most out of them. So I thought it was a good message. We did O.J. McDuffie. We talked about mental health.
Powerful.
That was a very, very powerful message that O.J. sent out. And the next one coming out, we talked to Dr. Howard Bush, the cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic. We talked about, you know, heart issues and what you can do, and blood pressure, and AFib, and what are the warning signs? You know, what's the best thing for you to do? What can you heart? So we're trying to deliver a lot of different messages, but we're trying to do it in an entertaining way, an enjoyable way. And you can go to outtopasturepodcast.com, goes to our website. It's all one click after that. You can hear every episode that we've had. You go down to the bottom of it. You just click on it to get you YouTube. You click on it to get you Spotify. You get it on to get you to Apple Podcasts. So it's we're trying to make it easy. Part of our what we're trying to do is get it out. A lot of young people are listening to it, and they like the content, but we want the older people to figure out how to get onto a website and, you know,
make it easy,
so they can get the message. I got a guy that's 99 years old coming on soon. That's a bodybuilder. He's been a bodybuilder, a world champion bodybuilder, trained with Schwarzenegger and all these guys. He just got off a cruise, and he brings his speed bag and takes his speed bag and punches.
99 years old,
World War II veteran, and so we're going to have him on. So it's a lot of interesting people, but everybody's got a little bit of message for people in our age group.
We're going to have 13 on pretty soon as well.
Yep. We're setting up a big thing for him, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it. So we'll get a little more information.
He's had to make adjustments in his life.
We got to solidify it with Danny. You know, you got to make sure we got Danny in the. Yeah.
He's got to. So you know what? Both of all the messages of everything that we've talked about, besides these guys' careers and what made them great and all that stuff, that message that Theismann gave has hit home.
Yep.
Still trying to pick up something too heavy.
Yep.
And pull a friggin' muscle.
Yep.
Pick up a kid and hurt my shoulder.
Yep.
And the other one is the ladder.
Yeah.
I'm off ladders, man.
Yeah, no.
I go two steps on ladders, man.
I'm done
with ladders.
So my career ended with a rotator cuff. I could never get my strength back in my shoulder. And it still pains me. I can't lift anything up. So and I've always tried. And now I go, look, I can't do it. I can't push things up with my shoulder. I'm not going to do it anymore. And you know what? I've learned something myself from every episode that we've done. And Joe Theismann taught me, if you can't do it, don't try to do it. Don't try to be a hero. Just say, hey, I can't do that, because I'm going to hurt it more than it is right now.
You think your brain tells you you can do it because you feel good.
Yeah.
Your brain's still like, hey, go ahead. And then you get hurt and you're going, what was I thinking, man? So anyway, it's good stuff, Bo. So I'm glad we could
could finally figure out how to give it, you know, get the message out to people.
Outtopasturepodcast.com. It's
beautiful.
Very simple.
Huh?
Very simple.
Very nice.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I finally got that after you ambushed me the other day, and I said, that ain't going to happen again.
You know, it's impressive you were able to get that out of him, because he still can't figure out how to get the Marlins games on TV.
Well, look, I was looking on the History Channel last week to see if the Marlins were on. I don't even know where they're at now.
I bought that Major League Baseball.
You can't figure out the Marlins thing either?
Well, I really don't want to,
so
I'm not really looking that hard right now. They've traded everybody in the team. I mean – yeah, you know, they could bring Westminster or Stoneman Douglas and play in that stadium and let the Marlins go play it at their ballpark and probably have a better product on the field.
Oh boy.
Not that I'm taking any shots at anybody.
No. Not that there hasn't been a few on this show taken already either. But they got a lot of prospects.
Well, they've had a lot of prospects for 20 years.
You know what's amazing?
The prospects seem to come and go.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? The other sports, it's about – now, you draft, and guys come in, and they're playing. You know, Heater talking about number one pick's going to play. And
I'm watching the All-Star game, and they brought Miguel Cabrera up to bat, right? We had him. We had Miguel.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
One of the greatest hitters of all time.
That guy. We had him and let him go at his prime. Let him go.
Miguel could get out of rehab and get three
hits. What about the kid from the Brewers, the center?
Yelich.
Yelich. Look about him.
Ozuna, the year he's having in Atlanta.
Oh, you go on and on and on and on with these guys.
Can't afford him.
Who do we have? We had Mike Piazza for a day.
For a day.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
By the way, Jazz Chisholm, have you seen what he's done?
Oh, my gosh.
Four home runs in two days.
I watched the first game, and I go, man. And then
I watched the second, two more.
And
they're going,
I'm from the Bahamas. I love the Yankees.
No,
I watched the Dolphins. You know, And the Marlins wouldn't let him talk like that. Ah, oh, we don't want that on our team. Yankees, those Yankee fans love that guy.
Why not?
Why not?
Are you kidding me? What a great get that was for sure.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Bo, this has been it's been great stuff, man. As always, it's you want to stay around a little longer? Or you
got
to go.
I got to go. I got some honeydews and honey don'ts. I got to get taken care of.
Well, let's get those done.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank
always
you very
a
very
always
much.
A pleasure. I hope I'm not boring everybody out there with these old time stories.
Bo, I wish I could let you really let a rip, man, and get some of the really good stuff. Some of that stuff you were telling me off the air is good stuff. Hey, real quickly, ED and Low T. Yes, if you have both, and yes, I did have both here a few months ago, and I've been telling everybody, Atlantic Men's Clinic works, man. Didn't want to go through it. I have a lot of guys come up and ask me about it. Is it real? Does it help? And they tell me usually, and this is the one I get all the time. I have low T, but I don't have ED. I go, okay, so you're telling me your energy level's not there. You're tired all the time. Something's not right. You've just been drained. But your sex drive is still good. Okay, well, that's fine. Listen, you don't have to tell me. Tell Atlantic Men's Clinic, and they'll take care of both of them for you. No problem. Hey, listen, it's embarrassing for guys to go through, and I was embarrassed too. Nothing like going to a brand new place, Atlantic Men's Clinic in this case, and telling those guys, I have low T, but for me, I got a bigger problem. They go, no, they're actually connected. But the sex drive, we already knew. So I just want to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, especially here on a Friday, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. Great results, fantastic people, and it's about getting rid of it quickly. ED and low T gone quickly. The cousins will be gone. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Hey, you're running around. You're not real proud of this that you're going through with ED and low T. Whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, get rid of it. Make sure you set up that appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic right now. That's you. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with
red
us.
Running around.
You can't beat stories with Uncle Bo, as I like to tell the kids. But a lot of good stuff.
I gotta learn to keep some of them. Keep some of them to myself.
No, you don't.
I feel like I get going too much on it.
You know what, Bo? We got to get fresh stuff, man, coming up Saturday nights on the road. And I don't want guys rolling their eyes like I've heard this one before, because we don't get it's a lot of the same people we meet.
You always do the same thing, but, my goal is when I do it, I got to change it, because I know I can make other people like them, but you guys hear it so much, I always got to add a little something new to everyone.
And even if you got to exaggerate or it's just a flat-out lie, if it sounds better, it works.
That's it.
And then Danny sits in the back and has to like step in, because we use him sometimes and we take shots at him. And he'll say something and you're the best going, are you telling the story? Then shut up. Just sit in the back. And we all sit and laugh. We have a great time and wait for Tom to give us a signal of X-rated, R-rated, or whatever else rated left. Hey, Bo, let's talk about something. Speaking of that we're doing – Out to Pasture podcast.com.
There you go. Look at it. How about that? Huh? It's only taken, we've been doing
you
this for like
it, a while.
3 months. He finally nailed it.
He struggled the other day.
You know
day
why?
The,
you know what got me? It got me because you were using all the other platforms you can get it on.
Well, you can get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on iHeart now. We're on, YouTube TV. I mean, YouTube. We got a YouTube channel. You can watch that way. You can see. We got video and audio. So you get on the audio streaming platforms. All of them. We're on all of them. And
Let's talk about strategy here going forward. So we've done some great people with Johnny Bench and Larry Zonka. And by the way, I watched Johnny Bench last night. They had that Pete Rose documentary out, which I've seen a thousand times. Yeah. Pete's just a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete's just, when he looks like maybe he's coming back, now he's got stuff with a 16-year-old he slept with, or 14 or whatever she was.
Pete's, for a guy, he's a great guy.
I liked him.
But Pete can't get out of his own
way. No, he was bad. But anyway, but we're also doing health stuff.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of health stuff for our age group.
So Out to Pasture for us began we're all having our issues. You and I have talked about, health issues and stuff. And I just kept thinking, no one's talking about that to people that are baby boomers that are now 50, 60, 70, 80. no one's talking about that, you know. And so I said, let's try to do something where we can, you know, get the message out that you're still a lot of life to live. You know, you feel like you're 25 in your head and your body.
And you're not alone. You're not alone with what you're going through. Yeah.
And yeah, and you're not alone. And so it's really about, you know, trying to keep the quality of life going as long as you can, and little tips on doing it. And so Larry Zonka was great about it. And I mean, he hit the button on the head. And we had Joe Theismann said, hey, look, you got to know.
I thought Joe's was great.
You got to know at some point there's things you just can't do, even though you want to do them. You just got to say, no, I can't do that because it's detrimental to me. So do the things you can do and make the most out of them. So I thought it was a good message. We did O.J. McDuffie. We talked about mental health.
Powerful.
That was a very, very powerful message that O.J. sent out. And the next one coming out, we talked to Dr. Howard Bush, the cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic. We talked about, you know, heart issues and what you can do, and blood pressure and AFib, and what are the warning signs? You know, what's the best thing for you to do? What can you heart? So we're trying to deliver a lot of different messages, but we're trying to do it in an entertaining way, an enjoyable way. And you can look. You go to outtopasturepodcast.com, goes to our website. It's all one click after that. You can hear every episode that we've had. You go down to the bottom of it. You just click on it to get you YouTube. You click on it to get you Spotify. You get on it to get you to Apple Podcasts. So it's we're trying to make it easy. Part of our what we're trying to do is get it out. A lot of young people are listening to it, and they like the content, but we want the older people to figure out how to get onto a website and, you know,
make it easy,
so they can get the message. I got a guy that's 99 years old coming on soon. That's a bodybuilder. He's been a bodybuilder, a world champion bodybuilder, trained with Schwarzenegger and all these guys. He just got off a cruise, and he brings his speed bag and takes his speed bag and punches.
99 years old,
World War II veteran, and so we're gonna have him on. So it's a lot of interesting people, but everybody's got a little bit of message for people in our age group.
We're gonna have 13 on pretty soon as well.
Yep. We're setting up a big thing for him, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it. So we'll get a little more information.
He's had to make adjustments in his life.
We got to solidify it with Danny. You know, you got to make sure we got Danny in the.
So you know what, Bo, of all the messages of everything that we've talked about, besides these guys' careers and what made them great and all that stuff, that message that Theismann gave has hit home.
Yep.
Still trying to pick up something too heavy.
Yep.
And pull a friggin' muscle.
Yep.
Pick up a kid and hurt my shoulder.
Yep.
And the other one is the ladder.
Yeah.
I'm off ladders, man.
Yeah, no.
I go two steps on ladders, man.
I'm done
with ladders.
So my career ended with a rotator cuff. I could never get my strength back in my shoulder. And it still pains me. I can't lift anything up. So and I've always tried. And now I go, look, I can't do it. I can't push things up with my shoulder. I'm not going to do it anymore. And you know what? I've learned something myself from every episode that we've done. And Joe Theismann taught me, if you can't do it, don't try to do it. Don't try to be a hero. Just say, hey, I can't do that because I'm going to hurt it more than it is right now.
You think your brain tells you you can do it because you feel good.
Yeah.
Your brain's still like, hey, go ahead. And then you get hurt and you're going, what was I thinking, man? So anyway, it's good stuff, Bo. So I'm glad we could
could finally figure out how to give it, you know, get the message out to people.
Outtopasturepodcast.com. It's
beautiful.
Very simple.
Very nice.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I finally got that after you ambushed me the other day, and I said, that ain't going to happen again.
You know, it's impressive you were able to get that out of him because he still can't figure out how to get the Marlins games on TV.
Well, look, I was looking on the History Channel last week to see if the Marlins were on. I don't even know where they're at now.
I bought that Major League Baseball.
You can't figure out the Marlins thing either?
Well, I really don't want to, so I'm not really looking that hard right now. They've traded everybody in the team. I mean – yeah, you know, they could bring Westminster or Stoneman Douglas and play in that stadium and let the Marlins go play at their ballpark and probably have a better product on the field.
Oh boy.
Not that I'm taking any shots at anybody.
No. Not that there hasn't been a few on this show taken already either. But they got a lot of prospects.
Well, they've had a lot of prospects for 20 years.
You know, it's amazing.
The prospects seem to come and go.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? The other sports, it's about – now, you draft and guys come in and they're playing. You know, Heater talking about number one pick's going to play. And
I'm watching the All-Star game. and they brought Miguel Cabrera up to bat, right? We had him. We had Miguel.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
One of the greatest hitters
of all time.
That guy.
We had him and let him go in his prime. Let him go.
Miguel could get out of rehab and
what
get three
What about the kid
hits.
From the Brewers, the center?
Yelich.
Yelich. Look about him. Got ready.
You want to go Ozuna the year
Mike
he's
Lowell.
Having in Atlanta?
Oh, you go on and on and on and on with these guys.
Can't afford him.
Who did we have? We had Mike Piazza for a day.
For a day.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
By the way, Jazz Chisholm, have you seen what he's done?
Oh, my gosh.
Four home runs in two days.
I watched the first game, and I go, man. And then I
guy
watched
was
the
made
second
for
like,
New York.
Two more. And
yeah. Well, they're going.
I'm from the Bahamas. I love the Yankees.
No,
I watch the Dolphins. You know, and the Marlins wouldn't let him talk like that. Ah, oh, we don't want that on our team. Yankees, those Yankee fans love that guy.
Why not?
Why not?
Are you kidding me? What a great get that was for sure.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Bo. This has been it's been great stuff, man. As always, it's. You want to stay around a little longer? Or you
got
to go.
I got to go. I got some honey do's and honey don'ts. I got to get taken care of.
Well, let's get those done.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Always a pleasure. I hope I'm not boring everybody out there with these old time stories.
Bo, I wish I could let you really let her rip, man, and get some of the really good stuff. Some of that stuff you were telling me off the air is good stuff. Hey, real quickly, ED and Low T. Yes, if you have both, and yes, I did have both here a few months ago, and I've been telling everybody, Atlantic Men's Clinic works, man. Didn't want to go through it. I have a lot of guys come up and ask me about it. Is it real? Does it help? And they tell me usually, and this is the one I get all the time. I have low T, but I don't have ED. I go, okay, so you're telling me your energy level's not there. You're tired all the time. Something's not right. You've just been drained. But your sex drive is still good. Okay, well, that's fine. Listen, you don't have to tell me. Tell Atlantic Men's Clinic, and they'll take care of both of them for you. No problem. Hey, listen, it's embarrassing for guys to go through, and I was embarrassed too. Nothing like going to a brand new place, Atlantic Men's Clinic in this case, and telling those guys, I have low T, but for me, I got a bigger problem. They go, no, they're actually connected. But the sex drive, we already knew. So I just want to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, especially here on a Friday, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida. Great results, fantastic people, and it's about getting rid of it quickly. ED and low T gone quickly. The cousins will be gone. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Hey, you're running around. You're not real proud of this that you're going through with ED and low T. Whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, get rid of it. Make sure you set up that appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic right now.